This podcast is part of the Sports History Network, your headquarters for the yesteryear of your favorite sport. You can learn more at sportshistorynetwork.com.
Hello, sports fans, and welcome to another edition of Yesterday Sports on the Sports History Network. Last week, I wrote an article comparing the 1972 and 1973 Miami Dolphins. I concluded that the 1973 team was even better than the undefeated 1972 team. But in drawing that conclusion, I was in no way trying to diminish the accomplishments of the 1972 team. After all, it's the only undefeated team in NFL history. When I made my comparison, I didn't make it solely for a reason others advance about the 72 Dolphins, who contend that the 72 team succeeded primarily because it played an easy schedule. While that may be true, they are not the only team in league history to have had an easy schedule. How easy was it? To answer that question, let's look at how another great team performed. The 1974 to 1976 Minnesota Vikings. I chose the Vikings because they went to two Super Bowls during those 3 years and compiled an outstanding regular season record of 33 wins, 8 losses, and 1 tie over 42 games. How many of those 42 teams had a winning record? Only 8. And the Vikings' record against those teams was a mere 4 wins, 3 losses, and 1 tie. How about their 3-year postseason record? It was the same, 4 wins, 3 losses. That's an overall 3-year record of 8 wins, 6 losses, and 1 tie against winning teams. Not that impressive. How about the 72 Dolphins? That team played 5 teams with winning records, regular and postseason combined. The Dolphins won all 5 games. Here's another comparison. The 1974 to 1976 Vikings were 29 wins and 5 losses against teams that didn't have a winning record. The 1972 Dolphins did much better, going 12-0 against under 500 teams. When combined with the 1973 team, the Dolphins had 19 wins and 1 loss against the sub-500 teams. My point is this: a big part of winning championships is the ability to beat teams that you are supposed to beat. The Vikings were good in that regard, but they still lost 5 games to teams they should have beat. Put another way, they were upset by an underdog. The 1972 Dolphins, on the other hand, weren't upset. They won every single game against lesser foes. The bottom line is this: in the 100 years that the NFL has been in existence, only one team has finished the season with a perfect record, the 1972 Dolphins. Yes, others have come close. The 76 Raiders went 16-1. The 84 49ers and 85 Bears finished 18-1, respectively. The 2007 New England Patriots marched into the Super Bowl with a perfect 18-0 record, but then lost to the underdog New York Giants. They also lost the chance for perfection. They failed where the Dolphins succeeded. While I still believe that the 72 Miami Dolphins weren't the greatest team in NFL history, I must give credit where credit is due. They beat every team, good and not so good, in that year to achieve something no other team has ever done: win them all. Try as you might, you can't discredit a team for doing what no one else could do before or since. It's an accomplishment you may never see again. Look for part two of this article next Tuesday. If you're into football movies like I am, you're going to want to check out Under the Stadium Lights, now on digital. Milo Gibson and Lawrence Fishburne star in Under the Stadium Lights, a true inspirational story of a small-town high school football team who fought to beat the odds to turn their lives around and win their state championship. Score your copy of Under the Stadium Lights. Buy or rent it today. It's rated PG-13. From Paramount Pictures. Head to sportshistorynetwork.com/contest for a chance to win a digital copy of the movie.
This podcast is part of the Sports History Network, your headquarters for the yesteryear of your favorite sport. You can learn more at sportshistorynetwork.com.